my reply. Just now, my colleagues talked about legal provisions and actions related to sexual harassment. I would like to answer the question of the expert. Why in our legal provision there's no definition on which behaviors constitute sexual harassment? Sexual harassment is prohibited by law and also morally despicable. We are very firm on this. In the civil code has provisions on this. During the process of the revision of the Women Protection Law, we have considered to establish specific provisions on which behavior constitute sexual harassment. But however, we noticed that in practice, sexual harassment is a complex issue. It is hard to have an exhaustive list of behaviors that can constitute sexual harassment. Also, sexual harassment is very subjective. It is a common problem for the whole world. It is indeed a complex issue. In most cases, we need to rely on judicial organs and law enforcement organs to judge what can constitute sexual harassment based on the overall situation. As a result, and after soliciting extensive opinion and after thorough discussions, the legislature realized that to establish explicit provision to prevent sexual harassment and timely deal with it is a better solution. That's why the revised law focuses on preventing and stopping sexual harassment and indeed provides very specific instructions. The most important is that enterprises and the schools are now required to shoulder the liability to prevent and stop sexual harassment. And we have also expanded remedy avenues for the victims. We have also incorporated into the law the rules on public interest litigation. And for the perpetrators and for those schools and enterprises who did not shoulder their liability, we also make sure that they shoulder the consequences. Thank you.